It's Outside the Box, trying to be simple and straightforward. Today's topic is plane. In April of 1996, the Second Luddite Congress convened in Ohio, exactly 184 years after the first one in 1812 in England. The English Luddites, named after an active member, Ned Ludd, organized to prevent the hijacking of the economy by corporations and their industrial technologies, which were putting thousands of independent workers out of their jobs. The Luddites smashed machines, burned factories, and attacked business owners. However, the English military eventually surrounded several thousand Luddites, arrested many, and broke up the revolution. The Second Congress came together for a similar purpose, to question the role of technology in our society. Their tactics were different, however, focusing on how to withdraw from a society based on the automobile, the computer, television, large machines for farming and producing goods, and a government that gives its support to a high-tech global economy. The conclusions from that Second Congress were, well, simple. Live simply, and if necessary, with less. Make a life, not a living. Depend on your friends and your community, not on big machines. Control your own work and your life. The Congress grew out of a group called the Center for Plain Living and a magazine called simply Plain. The movers and shakers were not shakers, but they were Amish, Mennonites, Quakers, evangelicals, and other religious conservatives, and some with no religious affiliation. They called for a locally based society that uses appropriate technology, that makes clothing and shoes that can last, that grows food without chemicals on small farms, and that promotes a life that meets basic needs but offers no fancy amenities. That doesn't mean a stern life, though. People can make music, dance, sew together, build together, worship together, and harvest the joy in each other. Plain people, as many call themselves, are not all living plain in the same way, though. Many use phones. Some ride in cars operated by others. A few might use some electric gizmos or certain machines in their work. But every use of technology is a dilemma, a debate, and a decision based on whether or not the machine detracts from living interdependently with others. If they judge a technology to be disruptive, then they reject it. While the original Luddites acted over 200 years ago, their message may be relevant again today as the debate over global climate disruption heats up. If we had gotten rid of those infernal fossil fuel spewing machines, would our environment be in such danger? Do you think we can live with less dependence on technology and limited natural resources like fossil fuels? Can you? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to limit and reduce my ecological footprint every day.